What is up, my Action Academy family? Welcome back to another episode of the Action Academy podcast, the show that gives your middle manager night terrors. For all my new Action Academy peeps, this show is a documentation of my exodus from corporate America back in March of 2022. I left a six-figure sales job to travel full-time around the world while building my own business, and this podcast is now a documentation of my journey from zero to $10 million a year in annual recurring revenue. On this show, we document all the wins and losses and lessons along the way so that you can learn how to do it too. And if that sounds like a good bet, then please share this with other peers, partners, friends, investors that you know that you think get benefit from this, that are working their corporate jobs and are looking to escape. So the topic of today's podcast today is a very, very specific one that I actually don't entirely love talking about, but I get asked this question a lot. And so I'm going to answer it on this podcast, and I'm going to use this as a template episode to send to people that are asking me this question in the DMs, via email, in person. This is essentially going to be the all-encompassing resource that you need to get started with your content marketing strategy. For people that are new, our entire business model that we do is we give all the information away for free that you could ever possibly need on the Action Academy podcast, and then the Action Academy community helps you implement that information. We go in depth. We teach you how to do the strategies. You're in the same rooms and the same conversations as the guests that you hear on this podcast, and you're being held massively accountable to doing the actions required to take down large deals. Because listening to a podcast isn't going to get you the cash flow. Doing the actions that you hear on the podcast will. So that's our entire business model, is we give the information for free and you pay for the implementation. And for this core business, we do over $1 million a year in gross revenue, and we have zero paid ads. And technically, zero marketing if you want to count that. Zero direct marketing. So today what we're going to talk about is how I think about social media content and how I think about organic strategy that I post on my personal page and how I run the Action Academy podcast to be able to serve as a funnel into our Action Academy community. And if you're listening to this episode up to this 2-minute and 16-second mark, that means that you are, in fact, my friend, a part of the funnel. But it's fun because I benefit, you benefit, we all benefit together. So 5-star rating and a review for the Action Academy podcast, please, and thank you. First thing that we're going to cover is what platform to pick. The second thing is what you should post. The third thing is what type of content should you make, short form versus long form. And then the fourth is going to be how do you build a funnel? And most importantly of all, how do you do this in 5 to 10 minutes a day without hiring, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars of team members and all these different international contractors. Like, we don't want to do that. You can do this on your own with an iPhone and, in my case, a $274 Shure microphone. So let's get into it, shall we? First things first, where should you post content? My answer, plain and simple, is wherever you enjoy hanging out. Easy enough, right? I'll give you an example. For me, I really, really enjoy listening to podcasts. I was listening to podcasts for hours and hours every single day before I started a podcast. And that is why I'm good at podcasting, because I was a student of the game before I started playing it. And then I slowly transitioned into video through doing shorts on Instagram and TikTok. And now I'm slowly transitioning into long form video via YouTube. But podcasting is where I got my start, because I loved it so much that I knew I could do this podcast without any expectation of return for 2 years plus. And that is the first test, the two-year rule test, which is if you cannot consistently post weekly on that platform for 2 years without making a dollar, don't do it. An example of this is while I enjoy writing, Twitter and LinkedIn feel really, really heavy to me. And I really don't enjoy being on the platforms. They're not fun for me. So I don't do much content over there whatsoever, so I'm not going to go distract myself building my business on LinkedIn and building my business on Twitter. Best case scenario, now that I have a little bit of money, I'll go hire somebody to help me do that and kind of ghostwrite for me. But for right now, it's like video and audio is where I thrive. And for some of you, that may be the opposite. Maybe you are great at written word and you're great at blog posts, breaking those down into tweets, breaking them down into LinkedIn posts. You can go very, very viral on LinkedIn very fast. It's a great platform to grow on. Hala Taha has been on this show and she's made millions of dollars off of LinkedIn doing just that. So what platform can you post on for 2 years without any expectation of return? That's how you pick. Now, what content should you post, right? That's the second question people ask. For this, my answer is you can pick two different avatars to choose from. You can either be number one, the enthusiastic beginner, or number two, the grizzled veteran. The enthusiastic beginner is somebody that is learning something. It's called building in public, which is what I'm doing on this podcast. So even though I, at times and in certain areas, I could position myself as a veteran that has quit my job, hit financial freedom, and traveled full-time around the world, what I choose to do instead is position myself as the enthusiastic beginner and share my journey and documentation along the way to $10 million a year. If I were to give advice, it's much easier and more advantageous and fun to be the beginner on a journey towards something. Like, watch me build my social media business $0 to $50,000 a month, like my friend Seth is doing, or watch me build a property management luxury rental company from $0 to $200,000 a month, like my friend Alex at Loco Luxury is doing. The long and short of it is people love the underdog. People love watching somebody learn, and it adds an authenticity to it and a slight likability factor, you know, because you're not going to get the haters coming at you as hard, like knocking you down, tearing you down, and saying everything that you say is full of crap if you're not positioning yourself as the expert. So like Dave Ramsey positions himself as the expert and everyone can kind of take him down off of the hill. But if you're saying, hey, I don't really know what I'm doing on this flip house, but I'm just doing it, like I'm figuring this out as I go, here's some lessons I'm learning along the way, people respond really well to that type of content. And now the less edits, the better. So the more raw, the more transparent your content is, the more people will engage with it. Now, how do you go viral, right? That's the question everybody is asking, or it's in the back of your head. Going viral is kind of bullshit, and it's always going to be the video that you spend the least amount of effort on, and you couldn't imagine in a million years that it would go viral is the one that goes viral. So what I recommend is simply just post. What I would do is, you know, train the algorithm to your favor by going and scrolling and really liking and staying on the videos for a long period of time on like real estate investing, on house flipping. We'll use the example of house flipping for this episode. I'll say you really want to make content on flipping your first couple of houses. So I would go and I would type in house flipping and I would engage with all the hashtags. I'd look at all the different creators, like maybe the top 200 creators in that niche and that hashtag. And I'd look at all the videos on TikTok and Instagram that have gone viral in the past. And then what I would do is literally copy them. Copying them. The people that made them copied them, copy them. So what you do is how can I best explain this? When you get an Amazon package, it's always going to be in the same brown box with the same blue and white Amazon tape on it with the Prime logo, right? It's going to be the same box that it's packaged in. You open it up and there's different stuff inside, right? So right now, all you guys are spending all your time on designing your box and it's preventing you from focusing on what to package inside the box. So steal the box, which is the framework that other people are already doing that works, like the trends and different stuff like that. And you'll see them through videos. Like I scroll for 10 minutes a day and I can find like 20 different trends that apply to my travel niche or my niche on investing or personal finance or real estate. And I just take that and I apply my story and my information into the box of that trend. And then what you're going to do is just make a shit ton of videos. You're going to make a shit ton of tweets. You're going to make a shit ton of whatever, podcast episodes. Just do a lot. Do not hire anybody to help you with anything until you've done 100 videos, 100 tweets, 100 podcast episodes. And then at that point, you can go back, look at your material, see what hit, see what didn't. And at that point, tweak and adjust. Because a lot of you have podcasts and you're posting these podcast clips that get no traction and you've posted thousands of them and people still don't like them, which means that the content is crap. So that you should stop posting those. And you can be able to see that by going back and looking at your numbers, right? So I go back, I post 100 videos, I see which ones do well and which ones don't, and then I do more of what does well. Which leads to the point of short form content. It is only there to gain attention and following. That is it. Short form content only exists for education, edutainment, really, education in an entertaining way. It's to capture attention. And so for a mistake that I made in the past was I would go super in depth and in detail into strategy on short form, but it never converts and it never goes viral. You never get reach because people aren't interested in it. So what you do instead is you appeal to the emotion or you sell the end destination of where people are trying to get to. So if you're a real estate investor, Like my friend Jamie Gruber, he moved his family down to the Dominican Republic. He doesn't talk about multifamily investing on his shorts. He talks about an expat living in the Dominican Republic with his family on the beach. And he has videos of his kids playing on the beach. And for me, it's traveling around the world, you know? So you're selling the destination and you're defining the problem, right? That's the content, is defining the problem, the point A and the point B, and selling the point B, saying, this is why you should follow me to learn how to do point B. And so you can say, hey, I'm flipping my first house. If you guys are trying to flip your first house, like I want to hit financial freedom for my family of three. Like, this is how I'm going to do it. This is my idea. And I'm going to post about it every single day. You should follow me to learn how to do it. They're like, okay, cool. I'm in. So short form only exists to get attention and following, period. You will not make dollars off of short form. Short form is not what brings you money, which leads to the most important point and takeaway of today's episode, which is long form content is where you make the money. Long form content is where you build community. Long form content is where you build your 1,000 true fans that you could build an empire from. Do not expect to make millions of dollars through social media unless you're doing paid ads, unless you have a very strong YouTube presence or podcast presence, or at minimum, a blog / newsletter. Cody Sanchez, she started with the newsletter before anything. Now she branched out to other mediums. But long form is where you build a relationship. So my short form only serves the purpose of converting people to either my book, From Passive to Passionate, or to the podcast, Action Academy. And I know that a customer journey normally for our community is they hear me on another podcast, they see a reel that I do, they go to the link in my bio, they click the link at Brian Lubin, and then they listen, binge to like 3 or 4 episodes of Action Academy podcast. And then at that point, they make an educated decision that they know, like, and trust me, or they don't. And for the most part, they say, hey, let's hop on a call and at least figure this out. And then that's when we talk about the community. So that is our customer journey. And so to close out the content advice before moving into funnels really, really quickly, I'll end it with this. It's called the bear and the unicycle analogy. So you see a bear, you see a unicycle. You say, so what? You see a bear riding a unicycle, you say, holy shit, that's awesome. Be the bear on the unicycle. Be the bear on the unicycle with your short form, with your long form, with everything. A lot of you have no idea how you want to position yourself, no idea of what value that you bring. And I would really take the time before making videos to sit down and think about, like, what are your two characteristics that are unique when paired together? For instance, there's a million plus travel influencers on Instagram and YouTube. There's a million plus finance influencers on Instagram and YouTube. There aren't that many people that are traveling around the world that are actually financially savvy and talking about real estate investing and talking about financial freedom and education and giving you tangible tactical examples so that they don't have to go back to their job after they travel for 6 months. Wanderlust style, right? I'm not a vagabond. I enjoy spending a shit ton of money and I make a lot of money so that I can do it. And that's what I teach people. So you see the bear, the unicycle, and then you put them together and that's my content. And that's why I've rebranded the Action Academy podcast, as you guys can see through the art. And if you read the description, it's very specific. It's not only how do you quit your corporate job, it's how do you quit your corporate job and travel the world and build your own business. So it's all three together that are baked into this pie that is the content. And it's the same with my book. It's the same with my podcast. It's the same with my newsletter. It's the same with everything that we do, the community, the Instagram, the TikTok. And now we're going to go really hard on YouTube. So now in closing, this leads us to the funnel. So for your funnel, what you do is you post a shit ton of content and you see what hits and you see what doesn't. You post more of what hits. Then eventually you get to a point where people are reaching out to you. And until that happens, do not build a business. Do not make an ask. Literally post free content. You guys see me today where I'm putting CTAs on every podcast episode, but I went 2 years of just making content before making an ask, which is why I could build a $1 million business off of it. So you just give and give and give and give until people ask you for a business. That's when you build the business. Until people are DMing you, asking you how to do something, don't do it. You're not ready yet. So if you love candle making, like, post about making candles. And until people DM you and say, hey, I want these candles, then, or I want to learn how to make candles, you're not ready to build a candle making business yet. Same thing with social media, same thing with everything. So just post about what you're doing, and eventually you'll start having 5 to 10 to 20 people a week DMing you, asking you, how'd you do the thing? Hey, how, this is interesting. How can I do that? Right. And then at this point, you're going to do a what's called a lead magnet. It's a free offer. This lead magnet can be a book, like a free book, a PDF, a video, a course series. You know, the more time that you spend on your lead magnet, the greater that you make it, the greater your impact is going to be and the greater your business is going to be. Don't half-ass a lead magnet. Nobody cares about that anymore. Like, our couple of lead magnets are like a 26-page guide, and the other one's like a 30-page chapter from our book about buying businesses and starting your own business and doing your profit systems and stuff. Like, that's our lead magnet, and I spent hundreds of hours on that. So that's what you got to do. You can make these on like a website. Like, I use Linktree to host all my links, and then I get a little website landing page built up for all of these for like a couple $100. And then I throw them up, and then I use ConvertKit as my email. And the name of the game is collecting emails, because social media is bullshit and the algorithm can change at any time. But you keep the email, like the email is your list forever. So that is why everything I do is to collect email addresses. And you are only as strong, and your business is only as strong as your email list. So everything that you do is for that. So what you do is, as soon as people are DMing you, you send them free stuff, or you do free coaching calls. For people that are unfamiliar with us, we did 100 free calls for Action Academy to build the original course, which then transformed into the original Action Academy community. Based off of those 100 free calls where we had no offer, all we do is just coach people for free and ask questions and take notes. Okay? That took me 2 months. Just asking questions without any offer. All right? And that's why we really knew what business to build. So then you figure out what the recurring problem is, and then you build the business on the back end of that. And then that, my friends, is how you make $1 million a year from organic social media with no paid ads, with a little bit of time per day, per week, which is, in closing, you know, how much should you post? Definitely do at least a podcast a week, a YouTube video a week. Definitely do a couple videos per week. I do 2 videos per day. And then I repost them and reshare them on YouTube Shorts, Instagram, TikTok, and now Facebook sometimes. And I do 5 podcast episodes a week, which is a lot. I would do 1 or 2 at max, and you should be good. So that is what I would do. In closing, if you're listening to this right now, it means that you love content, or you know somebody else that does. I am currently hiring for a creative director local to Austin, Texas. I'm willing to pay about $40,000 to $50,000 plus per year full time for somebody that is a YouTube wizard, a video wizard, somebody that has fun editing short form, editing long form, somebody that can follow me around, someone that's cool to hang out with, somebody that I could fly with me down to Tulum for free and fly with me to these mansions, fly to the events for free, have free membership to Action Academy, like somebody who's young, who's hungry, who's an absolute expert at their craft so that we can build an empire together. Like, I'm talking about Cody Sanchez, Dan Martell, Gary Vaynerchuk, Ryan Pineda, Grant Cardone, how these guys and gals have grown up their brands. They all had like one creative director behind them that was in the scenes behind Hormozy. He took Gary V's guy, creating the ideas, researching the keywords, researching the concepts. And then each week they're getting together and they're creating these YouTube videos. That is what I need. I have the money. I have the coaching. I have the literal perfect dream job for you. I'll travel around the world with you and fly you everywhere. If you are that person, or you know of that person, again, I'd prefer for them to be local to Austin, Texas. You can email me at brianlubin@gmail.com. And if you're the one that refers me this person, I'll pay you a $250 referral. So a quick way to make a couple $100. And that is the end of today's episode. So I hope that you guys enjoyed. As always, please share the podcast with other people. That's how we grow. Again, no paid ads. And leave us a 5-star rating and review if this is helpful. Thanks, guys.